Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family and friends. Here's another episode for you. And this week I am sharing three client stories, three different clients, three different stories of tech career transformation. The stories of Sarah, of Chuck, and of Jane, of three of our amazing clients, three of our badass clients. Brings a smile to my face as I'm thinking of them right now, and all of our clients. And I shared the details of their stories, at least the quicker versions of them, on the last episode. So if you want to hear kind of the longer versions of their stories, you can listen to that episode. And, I interviewed Sarah, so you could check out that interview on YouTube, and I will be releasing the interview for Chuck's interview. It's already done. It's just, let's just call it, it's in post-production right now before we release it to YouTube. And Jane's story, I'll be interviewing her as well in the future. Because what I want to focus on in this episode is I will remind you some of the important details of their stories. But really what I want to focus on is qualities, characteristics. What does it take? What qualities is it necessary to have to tap into to build your dream career as a technical leader? Because remember in the last episode, as I was explaining why we share stories, why we share client success stories. Like number one for inspiration, number one for social, number two for social proof, right? We're really cooking on this show kind of a thing, right? We're not just pretending to make the world's best apple pie and just saying that we are. We're showing you the pie. We are giving you the chance to quote unquote see and hear and smell and taste and feel it by way of our clients' results and our clients' wins and our clients' transformations. That's honestly how we know we're winning, right? Like, how do we know we're doing a good job, a great job, an extraordinary job as coaches? It's by looking at our clients' results and saying, okay, the vast majority of our clients, the ones who show up, the ones who do the work, the ones who tap into the qualities that I'm going to talk about today, they win. Great. And then there's always opportunities for us. Then it's how do we show up even better? There's those opportunities. So I encourage you to do that too, like with your teams. You know, how do you know you're being a great leader? Take a look at your teams. What results are your teams producing? That's how you know. It's one of the greatest measures of achievement as a coach, as a leader, as a mentor. But I want to talk about qualities. What does it take? Oh, right. The other thing that I was going to share as a reminder is why are we sharing these stories? For inspiration, for social proof, and also to answer the question, will this work for me? Because by seeing yourself, hearing yourself in these stories of career transformation, then you will see that, yes, absolutely, it will work for you as well. The other piece of will it work for me? Do I have what it takes to move from tech career hell to right to tech career heaven? Do I have what it takes? Well, let's check. Let's see. So one of the things that I love to do is I am a pattern recognizer. I take chaos, any kind of chaos, and I will add order to it. It's one of my superpowers. I love taking massive amounts of data and seeing the patterns in it. And one of the things that I've been able to do is to take a look at the hundreds of clients who we've served. What do they have in common? Right. One thing that I love doing is taking a look at how are they so different. And that just gives me so much gratitude. And it gives me a feeling of privilege and honor to serve such a diverse group of people who call themselves technical managers. They're technical managers in one form or another. But I also like to look for the similarities as well. So that when you ask, when prospective clients ask, will this work for me? I can say, well, here's what I know. And what I've been able to do is boil it down to three qualities. What are the three qualities that it takes? What are the three qualities that you need to tap into in order to build your dream career? In order to go from a place where whatever your version of career hell is right now, whether it was like Sarah, who was burnt out and severely underpaid and feeling like she was just settling for mediocre, or whether it was like Chuck, who was working way, way, way too many hours, working at least two jobs just to make ends meet, so he didn't feel like it was worth it. Or was it like Jean, where you were in a toxic culture, like immensely underpaid and having to do the job of a senior executive, but getting paid like an individual contributor, and no one sees the value that you're adding and just ready to quit, ready to throw your hands up in the air? What does it take to go from there to building your dream? To not just surviving and keeping your head above water, but thriving, soaring above the water. What does it take to get there? And like, what's your version of career heaven? Is it like Sarah becoming a recognized and valued member of a particular community? Like with Sarah, it's product. She's a product visionary. Like, do you want to put your stamp in one particular area and say like, I am an expert in this and people look to me for this specific kind of expertise and I'm awesome at it and I've mastered it, and get paid what you're worth and have an amazing job too, just like Sarah does? Or maybe it's like Chuck, who is, his dream was to finally get paid what he was worth, which he is. He's earning his dream salary right now. And he gets to work for a startup, so he gets to flex both his tech muscles and his business muscles as well. So he can be a business strategist along with being a tech strategist. And he has way more free time. For a lot of you, I know that's part of it. You want to earn more money, but you also want to have more free time as well. To spend with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones. Maybe that's the dream or a part of it. Or maybe it's like Jane, where she has an abundance of opportunities in front of her right now. She tapped into her courage to be able to say, I quit. And now she has multiple opportunities in front of her, including for the company that she used to work for, 50% raise, equity, way more responsibility, and a strategic seat at the table, along with many other offers coming her way as well. So what's your dream, and what does it take to get from tech career hell to tech career heaven? What are the three qualities? What does it boil down to? Decisiveness and commitment, resourcefulness, and coachability. That's what it is. When I look at what do all of our clients have in common, it's those three things: decisiveness and commitment, resourcefulness, and coachability. That's what they needed to tap into in order to create those transformations. So that's what you need to tap into. That's why it's so it's so awesome to be able to identify those patterns, because these are qualities that anyone can tap into if you want to, if you choose to, if you choose to focus on that. And so what do I mean by them? First, decisiveness and commitment. We put them together because they go together, right? You can't, it's kind of like you can't have one without the other. You know, it's like you can't have peanut butter without chocolate, although you could, but they're so better together. It's kind of like that. It's like decisiveness on its own, it's great. Commitment on its own, it's great. Peanut butter on its own is great. Or sun butter, for those of you with peanut allergies. We have a son with a peanut allergy. So sun butter does a good job too. Almond butter, good stuff. On its own, it's great. Chocolate on its own, look great. I'm a chocoholic, I love it. Put the two together though, decisiveness and commitment. Oh my God, it's magical. Same thing here. So it's you decide, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do what it takes. I have decided to upgrade my career. I have decided to get that raise, that promotion. I've decided to quit. I've decided to go on the job market. I have decided to finally ask my boss for that promotion. I have decided to finally own my worth. I have decided that it is time for me to reach that next level and advance in my career as a tactical leader. It's a bold decision. It's a defiant decision. That's one of the things when I think about Sarah and Chuck and Jane and all of the other clients who we'd have the pleasure of serving, they all, in their own way, made a defiant decision that enough is enough. I am moving on. I am not going to take it anymore. So that's the decisiveness. And then comes what comes with that, what blends so nicely together with it to make it so powerful is that commitment. I will do it. I will take action. It's not enough to just think. You can't think your way to a raise. You can't think your way to a promotion or a new job. You can't think your way out of a toxic culture. You can't think your way out of being overworked and underrecognized. You have to take action. That's where the commitment comes in. So the decision is emotional, it's cognitive, it's in your body, it's in your brain, I'm doing this. And then the commitment activates the motor. The commitment activates the action. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to do it. And for every single one of them too, it was like, I'll do what it takes. I will take inspired action. I am committed to taking intelligent action. I am committed to stretching the boundaries of my comfort zone, because for every single one of our clients, they know that what got them here is not what's going to get them there. So in other words, if they keep doing the same things, taking the same kind of actions over and over and over again, and expect different results, better results, that, my friends, is the definition of insanity. If you want different results, you need to take different kinds of actions. That's where the commitment comes in. So that's the decisiveness and the commitment. And then number two, resourcefulness. I have their names written over here just to sort of like remind me and connect. Every single one of them, Sarah and Chuck and Jane, are oozing in resourcefulness in their own way. And really, what resourcefulness means is that that's kind of why I list the decisiveness and the commitment first, because that's kind of like stage one. You have to decide, I am absolutely committed to getting to that next stage in my career. And once you really get there, and I mean really get there, mind, body, spirit, everything, then it's just, how do I do it? How do I get it done? How do I get resourceful to get it done? It's almost like it's like the attitude. It's tapping into that character of the only way to lose is to quit. And I am not a quitter. I am not a quitter. I am a doer. I am a go-getter. I am a visionary. I am a dreamer, and I make it happen. How do I make it happen? And it's almost like the other way to put it is that kind of test for resourcefulness is that there's no excuses. Like when you're really tapping into your resourcefulness, which everyone can tap into, by the way, Everyone has it. There have been many, many times in your life. Yes, you listening right now. Everyone who's listening right now. There have been many, many times in your life when you have tapped into your resourcefulness. And I challenge you, if you're like, what? I'm not resourceful. Pause this video right now. Set a timer for 2 minutes and come up with 10 times in your life that you've gotten resourceful, that you found the money when you thought you didn't have any more. You found the time when you thought there was no more. You found more energy when you thought you were completely drained, but you found a way to make it happen. You've done it many, many times in your life. Everybody has resourcefulness. And so the test for resourcefulness is that there's no commitments. There's no excuses. Commitment is on my mind. That was a little bit of a slip. When there's resourcefulness, when you're truly resourceful, there's no excuses. There's no complaints. There's no, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. It's just not possible. There's none of that. There's no room for that. There's no space for that because you're committed and you've decided that enough is enough and it's time. So resourcefulness means you find a way. You get creative and you find a way. No challenge is too big. You got this, no matter what. No matter what happens, that's the resourcefulness. And then last but not least, being coachable. Everybody has the ability to be coachable. We all have it within us. But sometimes we don't tap into it and we say, I just want to keep doing it my way. I want to figure this out on my own. It'll be better if I just try and keep throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. And that's okay. It's not terrible. At least you're not giving up. But here's the thing. When there's experts out there, why do you have to reinvent the wheel? You know, there's a time for, I'm going to grit and grind my way through this so that I can figure it out and build that muscle. And I want to do it my way. And I want to figure it out. And I want to fail forward. There's a time for that. But when you really sit back and take a look at it and realize how much time, how much money, how much energy, how much of your relationships you're losing, is it really worth it to keep just trying to feel fail forward and doing it on your own and not being coachable and not taking the advice of experts? The wheel's already been invented here. We have, at the People Stack, we have the proven strategies and the proven systems and the world-class support system that has helped Sarah and Chuck and Jean and so many, every single one of our other clients, to achieve career transformation. And the ones that are earlier on the path, they haven't quite gotten there yet, but they're on the path. They're on that path. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. We got that part. And so you have to be coachable. You have to be willing to say, there's things I'm not an expert in. I'm not an expert in strategizing in my career. I'm not an expert in building a system that's going to help me move from where I am right now in my career to where I want to go. I'm going to lean on the experts for that. And when I do choose to do that and get that help and invest in myself to get that help, I'm going to take it. Because that's why I invested. I'm not going to try to keep doing it my way. Because my way was not working. And again, when I think of those initial conversations with Sarah and Chuck and Jane and so many of our clients, other clients as well, they all said that. Again, in their own way, my way is not working. I'm here to learn from an expert. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. Because I'm sick of banging my head against a wall and feeling like this isn't working and it's not worth it. It's not worth it anymore to keep doing what I've been doing in terms of my career. I need help. and I'm going to be coachable. So that's what it takes, folks. Decisiveness, commitment, resourcefulness, and coachability. If you're ready to tap into those qualities, if you're ready to follow in the footsteps of Sarah and Chuck and Jane, if you're ready to leave a career hell and start building that bridge toward tech career heaven, now's the time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. These are truth calls. We're going to get to the truth around what's going on in your career and exactly what it's going to take for you to fix it. Because while I've talked about in broad strokes, what are the three qualities that it takes? And that's absolutely going to be true for you. What's also going to be true for you is there's going to be other qualities you're going to need to tap into as well, given your specific circumstances, given the specific challenges that you need to overcome. So that's what it's about. And if you're committed to doing that and finally getting to the truth and getting clarity around what's next for you in your career and exactly how you fix it, then it's time to book a call. thepeoplestack.com/book. The one other thing I'll mention, because it's along the lines of, will this work for me? What does it take? We do get asked a lot about what kinds of people, like what kinds of positions that our clients hold. And I know that we talk a lot about software engineering managers, product managers, project managers, IT managers of all shapes and sizes and stripes and colors and backgrounds and ages. And so that's the vast majority of our clients. So if you're one of them, great. Absolutely. It's worth a conversation. But I also want to throw out there that we've helped folks in lots of different technical management and technical management support kinds of positions. So folks who are in client services and technical services and, you know, client support kind of roles, pre-sales, post-sales support kinds of roles, more, some even more like businessy kinds of roles that interface with tech. Like product is actually a great example of that. Because for those of you who aren't familiar with product and the way that a lot of companies run technical product is that it's separate but related to the tech, right? So you're working on and with the tech and with the tech folks, but you're also interfacing with lots of other people as well. So if you're in one of those not so straightforward tech manager kinds of roles, but you work with folks and you're supporting folks in tech, it's absolutely worth it to book a call as well. As long as you're committed to getting to the next step in your career, we're committed to helping you. And look, that's why we book a call, right? That's why we encourage you to book a call with us. And this isn't just, okay, go to this payment page and pay us, you know, whatever, and we'll start working together. Because look, like the purpose of the call, there's multiple purposes of the call so that you can get clarity, so that you can get value, so that you can have that step-by-step system, that step-by-step process of here's what it's going to take for me to fix my career. It's also to figure out, is it going to be a fit for us to work together? And we're only going to offer you a chance to work together if we're 100% confident if we can help you. And that's not a dig. That's not like, oh, we're too good for you or whatever. It's like, no, we want to get you the help. And if we're not the experts to help you, we're going to tell you that and we're going to direct you toward the people who are going to be the best experts to help you. That's another reason that we do the call. Is like, what's next for you? Like, if you're committed to booking a call and committed to having this conversation, no matter what happens, what's next for you is you're going to get help in one way or another, whether it's from us or whether it's from somebody else. Because that's what's next. That's what I've decided. I've committed. I'm going to get resourceful. I'm going to be coachable. That means you're going to get help. Right. And so we want to help you get that help, whether it's from us or whether it's from somebody else. So if you're in one of those technical support kinds of roles or you're at a place where it's like, I'm not sure if you can help me, let us decide. We're the experts. Don't write it off as like, I don't know, they can't help me. My problem's too thorny. It's not exactly what Jen's talked about before, so I'm not going to do the call. Let us decide. Book the call. You're going to get clarity. As long as you show up coachable and ready to get to the truth, you're going to get clarity. You're going to get value out of the conversation. That is our promise to you. So again, the link to book that call is thepeoplestock.com/book. So we'll talk to some of you very, very soon. And again, the message of the day, of the week, really, is if you're asking yourself the question, will this work for me? Can I build my dream tech career? The answer is yes, if you're willing to get decisive, if you're willing to get committed, if you're willing to tap into your resourcefulness, and if you're willing to get the help and be coachable. That's what it takes. That's it for the week, folks. We'll talk to you again really, really soon. Bye-bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.